Hello, and welcome to Christy the Wordsmith. It's hard to ignore a magpie. Covered in bold black and white plumage, the magpie shrieks and chatters conspicuously from rooftop, fence post, and tree limb. The bird is native to northern Asia, Europe, and western North America. Intelligent and resourceful, they are opportunistic generalists, adapting easily to seasonal and environmental changes. A magpie menu consists of worms, carrion, fruit, and grains, basically whatever is abundantly available and even vaguely edible. Several stories surround the origin of the term magpie. One has the pie part, the same as the baked pastry, comparing the bird's omnivorous diet with the miscellany of a pie's ingredients. The most likely origin of pie, however, is the Latin word pica, P-I-C-A, itself meaning simply magpie. The mag portion of the bird's name is an old pet form of the common name Margaret, reflecting an unflattering perception that the bird, like the average woman, chatters loudly. The magpie belongs to the genus Pica, a word it shares with a style of type. Some sources suggest the connection is the black type on a white page, the color scheme of the magpie's plumage. Oh, and what's more, if you have an abnormal craving for non-foods such as dirt, starch, clay, or paper, that's a pica, named after the magpie, a miscellaneous, non-discriminating feeder. I'm Christy the Wordsmith.
Christy the Wordsmith is sponsored by the Gelhausen Family Foundation, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and Zoot Enterprises of Bozeman, Montana, a global provider of advanced decision management solutions for the financial services industry. ZootSolutions.com.